Marie Incontrera joins us here on The Checkout. She's a pianist, composer, band leader, a disciple of the Afro-Eurasian liberation music founder, originator, Fred Ho, and she conducts the Eco Music Big Band, making their Carnegie Hall premiere June 3rd. And they're going to be performing the music from their recent recording, Colors of Resistance. Marie Incontrera, thank you so much for joining us here on The Checkout. Let's get just started with your music here so we can become acclimated to your kind of avant-garde sound. Let's listen to Prayer. That's Prayer, a tune that was co-arranged by you, Marie, and your mentor and the person that you basically has been an inspiration in terms of your development as an artist, Fred Ho. Is that accurate?
So this was originally a tune by Cal Massey, and Fred was the first person to record it in 2011, and then I really fell in love with the music when I started working with Fred. And so I wanted to record Cal Massey's music. So this is sort of our adaptation of what prayer is and can be.
What is Afro-Eurasian liberation music?
So Afro-Asian music is the music for the liberation of all people. It's so-called jazz, and Fred never said the word jazz without putting air quotes around it.
He hated that word.
Right. But it is improvised music. It is music that strives for a vision for a better world. And to me, when I co-founded the Eco Music Big Band with Fred, it was to propagate what music can do for the world, which is to make it better.
And you've actually had a fair amount of results with this. Mm-hmm. I just called you off mic the Errol Morris of jazz.
Yes.
You might know Errol Morris's film Thin Blue Line, which actually got somebody locked up in jail acquitted. What is your case?
So the Eco Music Big Band was founded in late 2013, early 2014. Our first performance was a week-long tour through Vermont and New York City, and it was in the last about month and a half of Fred's life that we did this performance. And Fred was in hospice at the time. And
he died of cancer for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in April of 2014 of stage 4 colorectal cancer. And so I was leading this band for the first time. And there was this former member of the Black Liberation Army, Russell Maroon Schoetz, that Fred had been in contact with and had been working with. And he had been in solitary confinement for 23 consecutive years, which is considered inhumane. There were feces on the walls of his cell. There was standing water. There was no blanket. He was a 70-year-old cancer patient at the time, wasn't getting the care he needed. And Fred said, okay, well, when you go on tour, we're gonna campaign on his behalf, because the lawyers weren't able to get him out of solitary confinement for 20 years that they had been working on the case. So we went, we played Cal Massey, we played some Fred Ho, we played some of my music, and his then fiance at the time just got up and said, hey, can you guys send these letters to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections? And on the third day of our tour, he was put in general population. So that was a huge win for us. I in no way masterminded that. You know, I was just this 27-year-old, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, new jazz band leader. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And I really got to see that music absolutely can change the world. And you don't need a soapbox. You just need to make people feel good. And you need to make people see that there's a soul behind what's happening out in the world.
So please, for us that are not familiar with your band and how it may even differ from Fred Ho's ensembles and another orchestra that you lead, the Green Monster Orchestra, what is this band all about?
So the Green Monster Big Band was really Fred Ho's premier ensemble, and while it's still around doing special projects, that was really Fred Ho's legacy band. The Eco Music Big Band, it was really important for me not to have the Maria and Contrera band. When Fred and I decided that I was going to lead a band, I really wanted to make it about propagating the 21st century avant-garde and making a revolutionary music for this century. And that, to me, meant having a collective vision. So it's really important for me to commission new work, to hear the ideas of my colleagues, to create sort of a collective vision that really isn't just about me at the forefront, but is about the other members and the people that we work with.
What is in an avant-garde composition in 2017 exactly? How do you identify what is even avant-garde right now?
Well, that's a good question. And I think our recording really speaks to that, because we go from reimagining Schubert, you know.
On what tune?
On Double Tear. That's David Taylor's reimagining of Franz Schubert's Doppelganger. And we're going to be playing that at Carnegie Hall. You know, we go from that, and then we have these really avant-garde pieces, like there's Mission Accomplished, which is, there's no written music, and it's just all improvisation with
Felix. We probably won't play that one.
Yeah, no, we won't play that one. with a speech, you know, and a bass harmonica. So,
or if we are listening to it right now, it'll be just for a little taste.
Operations in Iraq have ended.
So really, the answer is the avant-garde is everything. You know, what we're presenting at Carnegie Hall really is a cross-section. We have a reimagining of Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale. We have a couple of jazz opera scenes that we'll be doing. We are playing the Schubert, and we have a big band concerto.
Well, let's listen to your reimagining of Schubert. Yeah, this is Double Tear.
Thank you.
Marie Incontrera joins us here on the checkout, talking about her Eco Music Big Band, something she formed only a few years ago during the time that Fred Ho was making passage to the other side. Marie's mentor, she's a pianist, a big band leader, and makes her Carnegie Hall debut June 3rd at Zankel Hall. That must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Colors of Resistance is the name of their recent recording. Okay, so I can only imagine. I know some of the members in your band, some younger players like the O'Farrell brothers, Zach and Adam O'Farrell on drums and trumpet, respectively. But you also call this an intergenerational ensemble, and probably all of your musicians come from a wide range of backgrounds. But you guys are all revolutionaries, too, yes, and probably extremely independently minded. How do you guys all come to terms and work together?
That's very true. Everybody's sort of got a mind of their own. And of course, rehearsal is a democratic process, but there are times that I have to put my foot down and say, no, this is how it is. I think the best pieces that the pieces that have been written for us that work the best are the ones that allow us space to have our own voices in it, and for us to really put our own energy into it.
Cool. So we'll take us to a composition that maybe reflects the group process of music making.
We're on our way to save the Earth, and this is from the jazz opera Mr. Mystery, The Return of Sun Ra to Save Planet Earth.
And this is music that you presented in at Joe's Pub last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Taking on the music of Sun Ra. Just a mild personality in the world of jazz. Fred Ho, Sun Ra, these aren't necessarily the Duke Ellingtons or the, you know, John Lewis's of jazz. They would probably reflect the other side of the spectrum in a way. Were you born this way, just to be kind of a misfit radical?
Yes. So my story is actually really eclectic. I went to school to be a classical composer. And I was in the New York Youth Symphony Composition Program under the direction at the time of Derek Brummell a decade ago. And there was a special guest, and he came in and he was wearing head-to-toe self-made Afro-Asian clothing. And he had, you know, he was completely bald except for the one little triangle. And he was playing the baritone saxophone like nobody's business. And he was talking about his political opera. And
I wonder who you're talking
about. And it was,
of course, we're talking about Fred Ho.
Right, of course. And so I said to myself, well, I was in graduate school at the time, and I said, I really want to be writing political opera. And I started down that path sort of independently, and I was doing it on the side and not really getting anywhere with it. And then once I graduated, in 2009, I was looking for a teacher independently, and I went to Fred and I said, do you think that you could take me on as a student? He said, yes, but I'm sick and I'm not grad school. I'm not affiliated with anybody. So if you study with me, you're in boot camp and you do what I tell you, and I'm going to teach you to write for saxophones. I said, okay.
And how old were you at the time?
By the time I started studying with him, I was about 25, and I had I had no idea that I was ever going to go into jazz or write jazz or play jazz. And so it was kind of big divergence for me.
Well, speaking about Sun Ra and Fred Ho, you know, Sun Ra wasn't so easy on his musicians. He was notorious for doing very strange things, like locking them in closets and, you know, I don't know. What did Fred Ho do to you?
Well, Fred was not an easy teacher, I will say that. My favorite story to tell about him, and I tell this story with absolute love, is my first lesson with him. He said, bring me a score and CD. So I did, and I brought something. You know, I was about 25, and I had won some, you know, minor awards with this piece. So I brought it in, and I showed it to him. And he listened to about 30 seconds of it. He had the score out, and he shut the book, and he hands it back to me, and he goes, boring!
This piece of music that you're playing at Carnegie Hall at Fred Ho's, and why is it special?
This is a piece that was originally commissioned by the American Composers Orchestra. And my teacher in the New York Symphony is the artistic director of the American Composers Orchestra, Derek Brummel. And he and Fred were really good friends. And
I had no idea. That's really interesting.
Yeah, but him and Fred were really good friends. And Fred was really happy when he was appointed artistic director because he was excited that he thought Derek would really push the line, and I think he has. But anyway, so this was commissioned in 2007 when Fred first got sick. And it's a concerto for baritone saxophone and orchestra, and the baritone saxophone, it's based off of a Chinese farewell melody. And the baritone saxophone takes on Asian sounds. You know, there's a lot of microtonality, and there's improvisation in the orchestra. So I really fell in love with this piece when I first heard it. And our baritone saxophonist, Larry Bustamante, who plays with Arturo Farrell, and he's sort of the premier young baritone saxophonist now, is going to be reimagining this piece with us. So we've reorchestrated slightly. There's a little bit of Latin groove going on now in the piece that wasn't originally there, but that was what Fred wanted. He wanted his music to take on new life. And he wanted us to change things and sort of adapt because, you know, the last thing he wanted was to be put in a museum, right? Like, you know, a lot of these big bands, they're legacy big bands, and they play the same tunes week in and week out, and they sound exactly the same. But Fred's music doesn't do that. So this collaboration really marks something really big for me because we get to give Fred new life.
Let's listen to When the Real Dragons Fly, but here played by Fred Ho. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing music from your ensemble, and good luck June 3rd.
Thank you.
A special thanks to Molly Fichter, who helped us produce that segment featuring Marie Incontrera, who performs tomorrow night at Carnegie Hall, performing the music of Fred Ho. And definitely make sure to check out her new CD, Colors of Resistance, featuring the Eco Music Big Band. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the Checkout Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. If you're there already, help us out. Give us a 5-star review if you like what we do here at WBGO and the Checkout. We also have social media, a Facebook page and a Twitter handle at Checkout Jazz. Tweet at me at Simon Rentner. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. Thanks for checking us out.